Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. I see Sue, our chat room mom, is in the chat room already.
Hey,
kind of
good.
She's in there. So hi, Susie. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have a really good show tonight. We're really looking forward to it. As everyone knows, or if you're new to the show, we always do mini angel readings on the show, and we do have a call-in number. That call-in number is 1-323-679-0882. So if you want to call in and get a mini angel reading, or you just have some questions, or if you just want some advice, give us a holler at 323-679-0882. And like we said, Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in the chat room. She's got it open, and she talks to people. And if you ask a question in the chat room, I will always try to answer it. And Jessica's really good about letting me know that.
Yeah, I try to keep an eye on it just to see if there's any questions coming through. And if she doesn't answer you at first, just keep asking.
Keep asking. And the good thing, Susie Q just absolutely is so much help, too, because she'll take your question and put it in bright red bold letters for me, so I can see it, and that way it doesn't escape us too much, which is a good thing. So, Jessica, how has your week been?
It has been great. It's been a busy week, like my usual life. We had a really good weekend.
We did
so many fun things.
We did so much fun stuff. Okay, what was the best thing we did this weekend?
Well, my favorite thing is, and I'm a movie freak, and we went to see The Help, which I have been wanting to see, and we decided we would go see it. Child-free, actually.
Yes, which
and
was probably the best part. Because, you know, they always whine if it's not funny.
That's
or,
right.
You know, like a teenage type
and this
movie.
And this was a serious movie. And, oh, my gosh, it just touched me so much.
You bawled your eyes.
I did. I don't. You know, certain movies just reach a certain part of you.
Yes.
And this one just really touched me. And I would really advise everyone that's listening to go see this movie. It's perfect for everyone, for the young, for the old.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and it's a message for everyone. I mean, that the fact that, you know, we as people could treat other people this way is just mind-blowing.
That way is hard to believe. The movie is just absolutely brilliant. It's called The Help. And if you're not crying, you're going to be laughing like a crazy person,
yeah.
Right? Or just totally, like, entranced by the phenomenal performances. The film is based on a bestseller by a woman by the name of Catherine Stockett. And this was, I believe, one of the summer reading books on Oprah.
Oh, was it really?
I'm pretty sure it was, yeah. And it is by far the best movie that I have seen not only in 2011, in years.
In years.
In years. And let me tell you, the film is basically about a girl named Skeeter, who's played by Emma Stone, who's kind of new on the scene.
Well, Emma Stone's actually been around quite a while, but she's been doing the teen thing.
Yeah, but now she's, like, doing mainstream flicks, and she's really good. She reminds me of Lindsay Lohan when Lindsay Lohan still had that innocence about her.
Right,
you know? And she's good. She's really good. She's a great actress. And so the story is about Skeeter, who travels home from college back to Jackson, Mississippi, which is where the film takes place, in 1962. And she's hoping to become a writer. So she sets out to write this book on experiences of black maids in her town and the white families that they work for. And through the stories of Abilene, who's played by Viola Davis, and the very sassy Minnie, who's played by Octavia Spencer, and
she was
peers.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's be honest. I want to call her up, and I want her to be my new second best friend.
Because
she not cool?
She was so cool, and she just laid it right out there, no matter what the consequences were.
I'll let you know something about good old Octavia.
What's that?
You know, a lot of times when you see people in a role, they're not like that. They're acting, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you that I actually kind of delved into that a little bit, and it turns out that Octavia was actually in town with a good friend by the last name of, I think it was Tate Spencer, I believe it was, and she was in town in New Orleans, and they were working on a book or a movie called Chicken Party or something, and in 2003. And that's when this woman, Catherine Stockett, was writing the book. She was about a year into it. Well, she happened to be in with that mix of friends, and she was walking right behind Octavia Spencer.
And I'm going to quote here. She said, I was about a year into writing the book and was quietly walking behind them. And she hadn't even, you know, no one even knew it was going to get, you know, it was going to sell well and get turned into a movie. And she said she was watching Octavia and going toe-to-toe fighting with Taylor about how hot it was and how hungry she was and just sassing all around. And she said, my God, I've been writing this character of Minnie, and I think I just spent an afternoon with her.
Oh, isn't that funny?
And yeah, and so she says, you know, she says the truth is when she had met her, Octavia was about 100 pounds more, and she was on a diet, and she was miserable and unhappy. And she said, you know, basically that entire character is who she is.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and I thought that was really good. So it's a really great film. And Minnie does something in the film that it makes
well, you can't give that away.
I will not give it away, but it is absolutely funny and absolutely wonderful. So the movie will make you cry. It's just so awesome. And so the whole idea is the film explores what it was really like in the South during the volatile civil rights era, and it really does deliver. And I will tell you, if this doesn't go up for Oscars, I don't know what film.
Yeah, Cicely Tyson was in it. Of course, her performances are always mind blowing.
She maybe had a total of what, 8 minutes in the
film?
Yeah,
but she kind of just took it away. Yeah,
she stole it. She was. And do you know what's funny? When I was looking online to see if I could find if that was Cicely Tyson, because it looked just like her, and we both said, "Is that Cicely Tyson?"
Yeah.
It was really hard to uncover that it was her. It was.
Really?
But yeah, it's like it wasn't something that was talked about a real lot.
Which is odd because she's a major actress, you
know? I know. She's like a big name in everything, you know? So she's awesome. She can deliver with just her eyes a performance that blows me away. And, you know, she was born in 1933, so what does that make her? 70-something.
70-something.
73?
You're going to ask me to calculate?
I think 73. I think around there. She's awesome. She can act like nobody could act. I mean,
well, and I think part of what blew the both of us away is, okay, this is down South during the early 60s. These people had maids in really moderate homes. These were not mansions or plantations. It was like a 1,600-square-foot home.
Right, but everybody had help because it was inexpensive and you could afford to have help. But, you know, it's funny. Here's what the problem was, folks, is that some families treated the help well, but the majority of them did not. Treated them poorly. And if you were born with a helper, a black maid or servant, then that person probably stayed with your family, and you grew and got married and had kids, and she probably took care of your kids too.
Right.
And that's just unfortunately the way it was. And so what happened was one of the characters in the book, she was just a horrible person. Let's just face it.
She was what a great actress, because you really hated her by the end of the movie.
Oh,
you just
in the middle of it. You
well,
know?
Yeah. I mean, and she was, you know, obviously she was your bad person in the movie.
She was the junior league president, Hilly Holbrook, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, and she created the initiative of the Home Help Sanitation Initiative. Home Help, because she didn't feel that Negroes, as she called them, had the right to use the inside toilet.
Yeah, that
which is so it's Neanderthal, but that's besides
well, the whole
that's what
concept.
It, yeah.
You know, when you look back and think, oh my goodness. How could anybody treat another human being that way?
That way, it was just, it was
But
hideous.
It happened every day. Now
I want to tell you the flip side of this, okay? Today I was kind of talking about this to some of the clients that came into the Center for Hypnosis, and I actually had two clients today who came in that I talked to about, both of them, one of them grew up in, well, they both grew up in the South. One grew up right here in Sanford, who, of course, I will not mention any names, and another one grew up in Alabama. And they both grew up with black servants.
No way.
Both grew up. And she said, we always had black servants, she said. And she said, I read the book and I saw the movie. Now, one of them said the thing that she couldn't understand was that the people that worked for them worked for them, but they were part of the family.
Right.
She said, you know, they celebrated with them. They celebrated birthdays with them. She was telling me, she said, her mama even at one point, you know, went to bring a cake to her, and she said she had to cross a creek on a on a plank board because where this woman's house was kind of far back in. She said every year she used to bring her a birthday cake.
Well, that's nice.
And she said, you know, even after she was no longer working with the family, but she said, you know, they were part of our family, and we never thought less of them, and we wouldn't think of them not using, you know.
Well,
the,
and, you
the
know,
plumbing.
They pulled a very small, I imagine a small part of the population.
Yeah. I think, thank goodness, it was a small part. And it was during the very volatile times, the civil rights,
right.
And, you know, Martin Luther King and what was going on there. And then, the, you know, it was going on in Mississippi with the horrible things. And they didn't put a whole lot of that into the
movie.
No,
they really
either.
Tried to skate around a lot of that.
Well, and I didn't read the book, but I heard that the movie did step away from the book in certain areas. And I'll give you a couple of examples. The woman Minnie eventually went to work for. She was a well-known alcoholic, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was one of her issues. But
they didn't do any of that.
But what was tremendous about that was that they treated each other as equals, which is what they were, and because of that, they lifted each other up.
Okay.
And that was, I think, was the to me, the outcome
that makes
of
sense.
That whole story, right, is two people coming together, no matter what color or creed
right.
you are, and lifting each other up and respecting each other, and that was, I think, you know, what the moral of the story
right.
was all about. So it was really good. But on a last note, and we'll get off the movie, but as you can tell, we
everybody's
both,
going, stop talking
stop.
About
we,
the movie.
We either don't want to see it or we've seen it, and whatever. But this movie just meant so much to us
right.
both.
It
we
really
just,
did.
It just really moved us both. So I will tell you that I have discovered, and I thought this was great, you know, the person who wrote the book, she was sued by her brother's
why?
Her brother's servant.
What?
Because in the movie, okay, let me do this. Abilene, okay, was called Abilene. Forgive me a second. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm sure I'll find it in a second. But this is just kind of funny. All right, Abilene Clark.
Uh huh.
Her brother's. Servant that worked with the family for years and years and years
uh-huh.
was named Abilene Cooper.
Oh, gee.
And she said, and she also had a son that had passed away.
Oh, you would think she would have changed up the story a little bit.
Uh-huh. And so she said, you know, she said that it was the brother's maid, and she used that basis as a character for the best-selling novel. And the writer, you know, denied that that was so. And so it went to court. Because, you know, someone can't just write a book and it be a great book and a moving book and have a great moral and that be the end of it. No, you know.
Right.
And so,
everybody's out for money. That's the problem.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, she changed the spelling of the name Abilene, but it was Abilene Clark was his maid. And she had a son that died tragically a very similar way. And then all of a sudden, she names this person Abilene, you know. Okay, so anyway, the result was because the book had been given to the maid of the brother to read a year prior, the statute, 1 year statute of limitations, had elapsed between when Stockett, the writer, gave Cooper a copy of the book and when the lawsuit was filed for $75,000 in damages. And so they basically said, you know, sorry, you can't because the statute of limitations has expired. So that
isn't
was it.
That
so she couldn't do.
And,
you know, I think as writers, everybody, I like to write, and you do draw from people you know. She may have used the name.
Well, using the name, that's still that.
But obviously she was a maid
it.
In 2010, 2009, 2005, 2006. This took place in 1962.
Right, right.
And things,
it was just based on her.
Right. I think
loosely.
It was, I think the name, maybe. But who knows? Who knows? You know, you can't write something and put it out there and have everybody be happy and say, yay, great. It just never seems to work that way, does it?
It
it's a
sure
shame.
Does, and I
it's
know.
Really a shame. In any event.
In any event, that
movie.
Was a great movie. Round and round we went.
Round
but
and
that
round,
was a,
we just so enjoyed
a great
it.
Movie. And we also went to the Home and Garden Show.
Yes, you know, we went to the Home and Garden Show, and we're like, okay, because Jessica and I are extremely frugal people.
Yes.
Right? Okay, all right, very frugal. So we're like, let's try and get coupons so we can get in cheaper and all this. And it was, I think it was $8 to get in.
Yes.
And so we found one coupon for $3 off, and then we pulled in, and they said, oh, it's $13 to park. I'm like, $13 to park? I don't want to pay $13 to park. Then she told me to park in the handicap section, remember?
Which I really
I think
she wanted us to get towed away.
I said, no, I'm not going to do that, but thank you. And so then we finally decided to bite the bullet and park anyway. And they charged us only $8.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess he said we had a friendly face, didn't he?
Well, I think we looked like, oh, my gosh, we're not paying
$13. $13 to park here. Are you kidding me? So we went in, and then we went to pay our way in, and somebody came up to us and said, do you have free tickets? No, she said, do you have tickets yet? And I said, no. Then she gave us all free passes.
I know, which was so great.
And we're like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
So we had a good time. It was fun.
It was fun. It was not as much as it usually is, I think. I think because of the economy, it was partially a boat show, it felt like.
Yeah, it was. I love going in. You know, there's nothing greater than going into those huge boats with the nice study cabins, and you know, and some of them, though, they feel very claustrophobic to me.
Well, yeah, can you imagine being out in the ocean in one of those little things?
No, because my sister went to the Bahamas in hers,
yeah,
and
I told her,
I said, I think I would have felt claustrophobic if a storm came in or something. And some of those waves, I mean, we're talking 10-foot waves.
Plus, they're not real well ventilated, in my opinion.
It was hot.
It was very close.
I know, and I just kept thinking, and, you know, you'd go into one of those, bottom of one, and you'd look at, you know, like, with the master bedroom, where the kitchen, the bedroom, everything is together, and then 12 other people would crowd in there while you're in there, and you're like, I just want to get out now, please, get out of my, I just want to get out, you know? It was making me crazy, it really was. It was an interesting show.
It was an interesting show. It was something new to do, which, you know, we're always looking for the new thing.
Absolutely, always looking for a new thing.
And we saw, what was that guy that was giving the little home improvement
talk. Yeah, there
was
a guy from HGTV there who was giving a talk, and unfortunately, we would know his name if we liked him.
Well,
he was
very full of himself.
Yes, he really was, and so we got up and left because we thought, you know what, sorry. Yeah. It was all about him trying to sell his book. And
well, yeah, and here, I have signed copies of my book.
Yes.
Well, yay.
Yeah. Well,
we don't even know who you are.
Well, we're great for his ego. Good we're not mentioning his name. There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's time to do a reading here because I think we have people waiting on the line. So we're going to go ahead and jump into that right now. We've got Linda on the line. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. I would like to see if you could just do a mini reading. Because I was going to ask for a relationship, but everything's a mess, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. Well, first thing I want to tell you is I'm looking at health situation, okay? Health is going pretty good. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there's nothing major that you have to worry about here. So that's always a good sign. I like to see that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, tell me about a little bit about relationship issues. There's a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what's going on there, because I'm going to tell you what I'm sensing, but then you're going to have to fill in some of these parts for me because I can only go by the energy that I'm getting. Right now what I'm getting is that there's something going on, and is there a forgiveness issue at hand right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see him anymore, but we still talk.
Okay. Do you feel that in order for you to move forward, you need to be able to get this out of your system? Because, like, I'm sensing that you don't have complete closure on this issue.
Right. No, I don't.
Okay. So tell me. I'm going to ask you this question because this is what I'm getting. And I can't believe I just said cause. It's because this is what I'm getting. See, I don't know. I'm using a different vernacular today. What I'm going to say is
maybe
I
you're
really,
getting enough for me.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I do that sometimes, and I apologize. I sometimes take shortcuts. But I'm sensing that there are some things you need. You need to get closure on this relationship. And one of the reasons why you can't get closure is because you keep – it's almost as if you keep reliving the past, like thinking, how could this happen? How could he have done what he did? And blaming yourself for not seeing certain things and red flags and all that. And I just wonder if you finally have recognized that you cannot change the past. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Have you admitted it to yourself?
I'm starting to.
Because sometimes,
it's just hard right now. It's just very hard moving forward. Where when I, I just stay home by myself. You know, I don't see or talk to anybody. But yet things just still keep on going wrong financially. You know, with relationships, it just causes me to stay home and not, you know, not be bothered with anything because it just goes wrong.
You know, I think that one of the reasons you're not getting out, okay? So you're not getting out, and because you're not getting out, and I know you're not getting out because you have no money. I mean, I get it's all linked up. I get that. But there are things that you can do that take little or no money, and I know that you know that too. And I think sometimes what you have to do is you have to kind of get out there. You have to push yourself out the door, and it's one of those situations where if you push yourself out the door, you'll actually start doing something. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I need to.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, sweetie.
Oh no. Do you see any positive relationships coming my way?
I'm going to tell you. I see two things coming your way, and that's kind of funny. I see one relationship coming your way that won't last as long, but then I see another relationship coming your way. So I see one relationship coming, and that's going to be kind of like the, let's call it rebound guy, okay? Because you need to start going after a different type of individual. You need to stop going after the needy type, because you know what I'm talking about? You go for the same guy every time.
Right.
Every time you're going for the same guy. And then you kind of wonder why you're having similar results. But here's the difference. The one thing that I see with each one of these guys is there's a lack of honesty in them. And you see this in the beginning, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you see that there's a real lack of honesty in a guy? What do you do?
I leave.
You leave. Okay.
And I don't talk anymore.
Okay. I'm hoping that you continue to walk away every time you see that there's an honesty issue, because I feel like that's one of the things that keeps coming back up to revisit. And you also keep dating guys that end up being selfish. Is that true?
No, I've only dated one person, really.
Okay. This person that you dated, when was the last time you dated a guy? Go all the way back and tell me when that was.
Last time I seen anybody was, it's going to be October 21st of last year.
Okay, and that wasn't the recent guy.
It was one guy I made dinner for one day, and that was about maybe 3 months ago, and you know, all he wanted was one thing, and that's not what I'm about.
Okay, so there was again the trust issue in the line. I'm going to tell you that you need to not continue to go for the same guys when you see the same red flags popping up all the time. Your life is going to change. You're going to meet guys. Of course, you're not meeting guys sitting in your living room because, you know, unless you have a sign out in the yard saying "Come on in, cute guys," it's probably not the best place to meet people.
That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. No. Jessica tried it.
It doesn't work.
So what you need to do is you really need to start going out and again start doing the free things that are available. I'm a big proponent of going to the Saturday morning different things that go on in communities. A lot of times they have the farmer's market on a Saturday morning, and you can go out and meet men. As a matter of fact, Jessica and I were just checking out, I don't know if I should say this.
No, do not say
it. I cannot. But I'll tell you all about it in a couple of weeks. But there are farmer's markets in all the areas, and you meet a lot of people that way. A lot of people who are working during the week end up going to farmer's markets on weekends, and you get to meet people in your community, and it's really, really great. Also, I tell people all the time to go to meetup.com. It's a great place to go. And I see Daniel Rivers is saying the same thing in the chat room there. Meetup.com has a lot of free groups that meet all the time. And you can put in something that maybe you have a bit of an interest in. And then all of a sudden, not only do you have a common interest, but you're meeting people and you're getting out and you're increasing your social circle. I think that'll help you a lot. So I see two men in your future. One is not going to be for a long relationship, but the second one will be for the long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, it has been. I thank you very much. I've talked to you a few times, and I've always felt positive after that.
I'm so glad, because that's my number one goal, is to make people feel better after we've talked. If I can do that, then I've done my job, and I'm pleased, and I've been very blessed to be able to help you. So thank you for saying that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night now. God bless. It's always hard, you know. You want to get out, and yet you...
Believe me, I mean, I've been divorced a long time, and it is hard to get yourself back into the groove. It really is.
It really is, isn't it? I mean, you want to get into the groove, but then you don't, and then
the people you meet are insane.
I know, but you've made a decision recently that you're gonna actively, aggressively go after that.
Well, yeah, and you know, I have a different mindset these days, and I think that helps.
Yeah, I think it does too. And I think that, look, common sense plays a role. You know, you don't have to be psychic to know that if you're not leaving your house, that could be the reason why you're not meeting anybody, right?
Yeah, because believe me, I mean, you expect that white knight on a horse to come riding up.
Right,
and
exactly.
And he never shows up.
And you know what? I absolutely loved Pretty Woman. Remember, he drove up in the limousine.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that, because she wanted a white knight on.
And why aren't there guys like that? Come on.
I don't know.
We all have this little Harlequin romance novel going on in our heads.
Yeah, but I happen to be very fond of Harlequin novels. But yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to be back in two. We've got lots of callers on the line, but we still have room for a few more. So if you are looking to call in, give us a holler at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll take some more calls, and we'll hit the chat room and answer some of those questions as well.
Will you count me in? For a while now, you got me feeling like a child now. 'Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, but what am I gonna say? Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, hold me in your arms. I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. If you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight. Wherever you go. Wherever, wherever.
be Calais in Bubble, and it sounds like we've got a party line going here.
Sounds like a fax machine.
It does sound like a fax machine, and I was going to take another caller, but I can't do that because of the terrible noise we have going on. So I tell you what, we're going to take another song, a very short song, and as soon as I get that problem fixed, we'll be back. Gotten that problem fixed now. I think the sound is gone. There was nothing in the studio here that
was. That's so weird.
I don't know what that was.
Machine.
It did sound just like a fax machine, though. You could quite hear it. You know, they did extend our lines for us, so maybe they extended us one too many. Who knows? But you know what? I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead and take another caller and make someone feel hopefully happy.
That would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing, right? Because that's what we want to do. So we're going to get on the phone right now with somebody by the name of Jazz. Hi, Jazz. You're on live. How are you?
Hi, this is Jeff. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing? Where are you calling from, Jazz?
I'm good. I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Did you see the movie The Help?
I did. I haven't seen it yet, but I am going to see it. Hopefully, pretty soon.
It's a very good movie. It's good.
And,
how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted kind of a general reading about things that have been kind of going on in my life for the past year. And also, I wanted to say when you telling a story about you were doing over the weekend, it kind of reminded me I have a pretty good friend that we would always go to, like, home tours and things during the weekend. I kind of miss doing that.
I can miss that. Okay. Well, I'm sorry I made you a little bit homesick for that, but hopefully it gave you some good memories, too.
It did.
Good. That's a good thing. Well, let me do this. Because I don't have a lot of time for each caller, I'm going to ask you to give me some specific questions because I think it might be easier to be able to target in on something right away. So what's your probably most important question? If I could only answer one for you, what would that be?
All right. Well, I'll ask about relationships. Why?
Okay. So are you currently dating someone?
There is someone that I like, but we're just friends right now.
Okay.
And I've known this person for about a year now.
Okay. And let me ask you this question. Do you feel that you're afraid to let this person know how you feel?
Actually, I have let them know, and they say they want to just kind of remain friends, but it's kind of like when I'm with them, I don't get that feeling.
So in other words, his actions are saying something different than his words.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. And so let me make this suggestion to you. And I've said this before many, many times. A lot of times, actions are what count because words are cheap. And words could be said all the time, but it's the actions. Do you get to spend more time with this person than you, in general? Are you spending a lot of time with this person or not really?
I am. And in fact, they're like calling me a lot. you know, just sometimes, which is kind of the strange thing. And I've only had one kind of serious relationship where I was with someone for almost 10 years. And the strange thing is that I have never felt this intuitively about a person before, and I didn't even feel that way about the person I was in the relationship previously with. So,
okay. Can I ask you, is this person that you're interested in, and that is obviously interested in you, and I'm going to say this, and I hope I'm not crossing a line here. Is he comfortable with who he is?
I believe he is. I mean, I think he is more so with this maybe close friend, maybe.
Okay. Do you think that could be part of the thing that's holding him back?
That could be one. That could be part of it.
Okay. Because I think sometimes it makes it. I think when a person's actions are speaking louder than their words, then you go with the actions, and don't worry about the commitment.
And I'm perfectly happy, you know, to stay friends. I have no problem with that. It's just I just don't feel like they feel the same way.
I'm going to tell you that this individual does have very strong feelings for you. I mean, I really, truly feel so. I also feel that person's, he is a very generous person, okay? And when I say generous is that with wanting to be a good person, I don't know how else to explain that. That's the aura I'm getting about this individual, just a very good person. Who is getting ready to move or in the middle of a move or just moved? Is it him or you?
Actually, he is.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, because I see that clearly. Now, is he moving further away or closer to
you? Well, it's in the same city, so it's actually just on a different side of the city, so it's not that far away from him.
Okay, that's a good thing. I'm going to tell you that I see that for some reason the move has to get taken care of. Once the move is completely completed, you know, he's kind of in and everything's cool, then I feel like things are going to start to pick up from there.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this. He's still having an issue with being who he is as a person. He doesn't have a comfort level with that yet and letting everyone know who he is. And he needs to get there first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I know what you're saying. I know what you mean.
Okay. Very, very good. And once he reaches that comfort level, which I don't see taking that long, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I kind of see within the next 7 months, things are going to start to roll in the right direction for you, and you're going to be very happy with that.
Okay. All right.
And I hope y'all can do stuff that's fun on the weekends too. Okay.
Yeah, I always enjoy spending time with them, so that's a good thing.
It's great to spend time with a good friend always, and I hope for you that relationship can turn into something more. I see that it actually not only can, but that it will.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I hope this has been helpful.
Yes, it has.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye. What a nice young man. Yeah. That's one of those situations where, you know, we talk about it all the time, where actions speak louder than words. And, you know, so many times people will say to me, you know, I want this person to say I love me, and they never say it.
But you know what? Words can be so empty, really.
Really, words are empty. You know, what's more important? We all would, of course, like the whole enchilada. But if you could only get one thing in the enchilada, what do you want it to be?
Cheese.
Okay, there you go. So that's kind of like the thing that keeps it together, and what keeps a friendship together or a relationship together is people who are willing to do things and you have fun with them and you have a good time. And so maybe sometimes that person won't tell you what you want to hear, but as long as those actions are there, I think that's what's really awesome. You know, really very much so. I have something that I need to do here tonight because it is being sent out to a friend of mine, so I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I will be back in just two.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping skin juice. Laying underneath the palm trees.
Okay.
And then the birds break their necks.
Lot on the radio these
she
days.
She does. She is really
California
popular.
Girl. Oh, she's great. Her music
she
is great and it's fun. You know, a lot of artists, when you hear their music, it all sounds the same.
Well,
you know?
And you
like,
know.
Like Britney Spears. Like, I like Britney Spears, but lately a lot of her stuff sounds
it's
very
all
techno.
It's so synthesized.
Yeah.
So you can't really hear her voice.
And it starts to all sound
the
same.
It annoys me.
And yeah, I the last song I heard from her, and again, I'm a big fan. I don't want to put her
right.
down, but A lot of it's sounding the same, but I know she's given the dance.
She has a great voice. It doesn't have to be hidden by synthesizing.
You know, I'm with you. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. You know, we have a couple of questions in the chat room I want to get to, and I also need to mention this, and we're also going to get to a lot more callers, but I want to say, you know, if you do want to add your name to our email list drawing, we do a drawing every week. We'll be doing one again in just a wee bit here. I would like to tell you to go ahead and send us your email address, and if you do that, you'll get into the VAT-O-email.
Which has really become like a barrel-O-email.
Barrel-O-emails, yes. And so we put it in there, and then every week we draw one of our lucky email people to receive a free 30-minute private reading with myself later on in the week. And so if you want to do that, go to the website www.drginny.com and click the Contact Me page. And on there is the information. You fill it out, send it in. It doesn't cost anything, and then you'll be able to get entered into our email drawing. And if you don't win this week, your name does not come out. It stays in the
Barrel-O-Emails.
No, I like VAT-O-Emails. It stays in the VAT-O-Emails, and so you'll always have a chance to win. All right, so I know we have a question in there about Bear Hug Guy in the chat room. So I'm going to tell you, the person who's looking for Bear Hug Guy, here's the situation with Bear Hug. Bear Hug Guy is still coming. He has always been coming. But you're still not at a point yet for Bear Hug Guy to be there, and you won't be ready until you're ready. It's not like you have to go out and do something. It's not like you have to, you know, organize a closet, and that means you'll be ready. It's not that kind of ready. It has to do with a divine timing thing. I can tell you that he's still coming. You haven't lost him. He hasn't gone away, but the divine timing has not clicked in yet, and when it does, it will, and then you will have the opportunity to be with him. So Bear Hug Guy is still coming. Do I think you've met him yet? I'm going to tell you that you may have actually met him recently. And all I'll say is that he will be coming into your life soon enough, okay? So hopefully that will be of help to you.
She wants to know, she's going to meet him on October 15th.
On October 15th?
At 2 p.m.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I wish I could be that accurate. I really wish I could, because let me tell you, I would play the stock market a lot
better. There you go.
That's the truth. Gosh, wouldn't that be great?
It would be great.
I mean, that would be so cool. Just imagine saying, okay, well, we know on this. Well, maybe that's why we do well at the dog track, because we're close, but we're never...
Not quite close enough.
Not quite close enough. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Hi, I've got Melvin on the line. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. That's
yes,
where
ma'am.
Susie Q, our chat room mom, is from as well, by the way. I'll just say that.
Uh-huh.
She's from Georgia, too. Now, how can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to ask you a question about my finances. Do you see them staying the same or picking up? Or
okay.
What
the first thing I'm going to say is your finances are not going to stay the same, okay? I see that they've actually been kind of tight, but I'm seeing
right.
that they were tighter, but they've gotten just a hair better. But now they're going to start rolling better. What that means is you're not going to see a large influx, but you're going to see a continual growth process of your income, okay, which
uh-huh.
means you're going to get to a certain point, and then it's going to stop for a while, and then you're going to go
right.
about another 8 months, and it's going to stop for a while. I don't mean stop, like stop earning. I mean stop growing,
right.
okay? So that's kind of what I see, and it's weird. It's kind of like you came from a really difficult place, and now you're in a better place, but it's still not where you need to be. Does that make sense?
Totally sense. Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And that's a good thing, because, you know, most of the calls we get, Melvin, are from people who are in, you know, they're nosediving right now, and they're getting worse and worse and worse. So you're fortunate in that you're in this position right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a time frame on when it's going to kind of pick up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm seeing November.
Okay.
The month of November, and I don't know why that's critical. Are you in a business that would pick up in the month of November?
No, ma'am. I don't own a business, no.
Well, no, I mean whatever it is you do for work.
Oh, yeah, yes. Actually, I work at a hospital right now at night,
okay.
But mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to need more to work more hours overtime or what, you know, as far as that is concerned.
I see that in November. That is going to be picking up, so you will have more hours, and you'll have an opportunity to pick up a lot more overtime, and that's going to go for about 8 months, and then you'll kind of level out, and you'll stay
uh-huh.
right there, and then what I see happening then is you're going to take on a little bit of a leadership role, and I don't know how that means or what that means specifically, what kind of leadership role. But I see you're going to be kind of like maybe placed in charge of something. And that might, again,
my
make
job?
More sense. I'm sorry?
On my job?
Yes. Yes. I
okay.
see that you're going to be given a kind more of a command position. So people will be under you. Are they currently under you now? I don't believe they are they?
No, they're not. But sometimes I am a HST lead, I act as a lead HST at night. When some of the leads are not working, they're put.
Okay.
My supervisor put me as an acting lead.
Okay, so do you see how if you continue to do a good job that can eventually turn into an actual position for you?
Oh, yeah, yes, ma'am. I think it will.
Yeah, I think it will as well.
Okay, that'll be fine because I'm trying to finish up school and in college, and that's why I need the extra funds because I supposed to had started last month, but all the college like $1,600 and they wouldn't let me enroll, and I'm a senior with 8 classes remaining, and they just let me.
Lord.
I was like,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I've been crying, but. Do you see that? That's why I asked about my finances. Do you see that amount being taken care of?
100%, yes. It's going to get taken care of, so don't worry about it. It will get taken care of. You will be able to finish those classes up. I'm going to tell you that you may go in. You'll finish the classes, I see, by the end of 2000. In other words, the end of 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be completing those
I'm
classes.
I'm going to sit out the fall. So
okay,
I'll
yep.
be going back in the spring of 2012.
Right, exactly. And then you'll be able to finish up before the end of January 2013, correct?
Hopefully I can just go to knock these classes out in the spring where I can graduate this May coming up in 2012.
Very good. Well,
yeah.
I see some very, very, very good positive things for you. But the other thing that I'm going to tell you is that keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a really good job. You know, it's been hard for you. It's been taking a lot of willpower, I know this, to get to this point. But don't give up because you're doing such a great job, and it's really, really working for you, okay? It's really
okay.
working
Thank
for you.
You.
You're very,
yes,
very
ma'am.
Welcome. Is
Thank
there anything
so
else I
much.
Can answer for you?
Yes, ma'am. Maybe a relationship.
Okay.
I'm by myself, and I did have this friend that she was staying with me. She's in college as well, but she told me not to call her anymore and all this and that. And do you see us getting back together?
I'm going to tell you that I really don't see you getting back together. And I know you want me to say you will, but it's for the better that you don't. Because there is another girl out there that's for you. I'm going to tell you that, and this may surprise you and it may not, I see that, and it was one of the things I wasn't going to say unless you asked me, but I see a love match coming up for you, and I see a child involved. Now, do you currently have a child?
Yes, ma'am. I have kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're all grown, though.
No, okay, then I see there's going to be a single child, so this may be coming from her side. She will still have a child, okay, that she's still raising in her household.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
and I see that coming. Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, no. I love kids. No, ma'am. I love kids. I'm just flattered because, you know, I'm ready to be in a relationship and really, you know, meet someone and maybe marry. So I don't know if I'll be able to get married or not. Do you see that?
Honestly, I'm going to say that you definitely will get married, and I'm seeing that practice kind of makes perfect. And now I'm going to ask you a question, and gosh, I hope I don't get this wrong. Melvin, are you about 54?
No, I'm not. Actually, I just turned 51 on September the 10th.
Okay, close enough. That's good. I'm going with your an age that I was sensing that you were around. And the reason why I was picking up that age, it's a maturity level that I'm sensing. And that's your energy, you know, the energy that's connected to you. So it was around in that age frame. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, you're no longer the person you were 20 years ago. That was okay.
Right.
But the person you are now is far better, far wiser. You know when to fight the battle and when to let it go. You know, you can pick and choose your battles. And you're due for a very healthy, strong love relationship. And I do see that coming your way in the very near future.
Okay. There's not a time frame on that.
Oh, I knew you'd ask a time frame. Everybody wants
to.
No, I'm teasing with you. That's absolutely fine. Let me take a look and see if I can get a time frame.
October 15th at 2 p.m.?
No, I wish it was. I think it's going to be, right? I know. It's going to be Jessica, and she'll be knocking on your door. I see it between. Yeah, right? I see it between the months of February and March. And I feel that that's going to be when that's going to happen of the upcoming year. So it'll be into 2012. And I know you're thinking that's a long time to wait, but I see that a friendship will be established prior to that.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will meet her a little earlier than that.
I think you'll meet her earlier than that, but it'll turn into a love relationship in February or March of 2012. So everything's kind of, you know, you've been working really hard to get things in place and to be responsible and to show that you have the ability to take on responsibility at work. So I see things continuing to grow and to do really well. Talk to me about going to church.
Going to church?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I go to church. I mean, like, the last time, I actually went, I don't know if I talked to you about this young lady that sat right beside me, and very beautiful woman. And I was like too shocked to even say hey until I finally said, hi, how you doing? I haven't seen her since then. She's in her 40s, I believe.
Okay. Well, you're robbing the cradle there, aren't you? I'm teasing with you.
Yeah, but
I'm teasing with you.
Yes, ma'am. But what about like church?
You know what I was going to tell you? I just feel that it's really important for you to go to church. I just feel like a really strong tie to that for you, and that church does two things for you. It's, of course, it's always good to go to church. We all know that. Kind of the tradition of it keeps us solid. But I also feel that in a way it calms your soul. It gives you peace. Do you know what I'm saying?
It does. Yeah, it does. I play a lot of music, gospel music and meditation at home, and I pray tremendously hard, and it does give me peace and to clear my mind about all the things that I've been through in my life. And by losing my mom and then about 7 months later losing my brother and my little niece, baby, lost. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Up until it's been a good little while since I really enjoyed my life. It's been, I'm overdue.
Yeah, you are overdue, and I just want you to know that I just have such a good feeling that energy around you is just really good and it's really strong and powerful, And part it's because your faith has remained so strong. You know, a lot of people when they get confronted with adversity, they go in the opposite direction. And you didn't do that. And so God bless you for keeping your faith and being strong in that. And you're going to do very well. So the romance is going to come with the long-term relationship. And the continual growth at the job will come as well. And again, the increase in finances will start in November. And yes, you will finish your education. And I see that being completed by the end of 2012. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So,
you're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you too.
Yes,
thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
What a wonderful man.
Yeah, he seems like a sweetheart.
Just a really nice guy. You know, there's so often and so many times that you talk to people and it just comes right through.
It sure does.
You know, and I'm going to send this song right out there to Melvin because this is just for him.
Amen.
and I can never say her name right, but it's Nanya Muscari. She's Greek. Number one selling artist in the country.
Oh, that's right. I remember you played this a couple weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, and she's just pretty amazing. I mean, she blows the doors off. Number one selling artist, bigger than Britney Spears.
Wow. I felt like I was in church. I love Amazing Grace. I sing it all the time.
Jessica likes to bust me. That's all
that's
I can say.
That's my job.
That's your job. That's it. That wasn't that under the co-host description?
And that was my co-host description.
Bust jobs. Well, you know what? We've got a lot of people on the line, and yet we still have room for more, but I'm going to start taking some more of these callers here. If you want to try and call in, 323-679-0882, and I am going to take, it looks like her name is Twee. Hi, is this Twee?
Hi, this is me, Twee.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you both?
We're doing very good. Thank you. I remember you called in once before because you have a little bit of a unique name, and I kept asking you like a gazillion times, is that your whole name? Do you remember that?
I remember, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I spoke to you once before.
Yeah, yeah. So how can I help you tonight? What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. Okay, very good. How can we help you tonight?
I'm a little confused. I feel like I'm in the midst of transition, and been trying to figure out what is my calling. And I was wondering if you see down the line in the future if I will be happy and satisfied at a job and what I'll be doing, because right now I don't feel like what I'm doing is right for me, so I've been trying to look for what I'm supposed to be doing, but I haven't figured it out yet. And like the job or the career that I've been trying hasn't, like, I've been rejected, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know, when you called last time, didn't we talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, we did.
And what direction were you going
in? Ever since then, I've been trying to go into more of a, like a drug company, pharmaceutical company, and I've been applying, and I got like maybe telephone interviews a little bit here and there, but then nothing. I don't have any leads right now, and I've been trying since for several months now, and doors aren't opening, so I'm wondering, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing that. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing something else.
Do you still want to do that?
Yeah, right now I still want to do that, thinking that, you know, I'm thinking that's what I'm supposed to
do. Because
I still want to use my background, but I don't know if I'm going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is the thing I want to say to you. You know, sometimes when we want to go in a certain direction that we feel is right for us, and we know that's something that we want to do, and we try and we don't succeed right away, I think that the natural thing is to get maybe a little scared, you know, because I'm sensing a little bit of fear in you, and I think the fear comes from you trying to decide, is this really the right direction for me to go in? Should I continue? Am I fighting a losing battle? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, okay, Twee, I don't think you are fighting a losing battle. I think off the charts I'm getting, yes, this is the direction you're supposed to go in. And you know what else I want to tell you about this? And this is kind of important. You know, when you look at what you've been doing, the efforts you've been making for this job, I would say that you've been looking hard, but at the same time, I think you would agree with me that as far as this is concerned, you can't really just expect it to fall in your lap, and I think that you've already succeeded because you're still moving forward. You see, the only time you fail is when you stop to move forward, when you no longer make the effort to succeed. That's when you've truly failed. So you have already succeeded, okay? And I see part of the thing that's going on with you is that sometimes you judge yourself too harshly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
OK, Okay. And that's one of the messages that I'm getting from your angels, is that you have very high standards that you set for yourself, and that you have a tendency sometimes to judge yourself too harshly. And so because of that, you need to work on your own self-acceptance, to recognize that you are putting some very high expectations on yourself. And I think you need to back off of those a little bit. It doesn't mean that you should lower the bar. It just means that maybe you put too much pressure on yourself all the time. And it's a very hard thing to always meet such a high level all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. And the other thing that I'm sure I mentioned to you last time, and if I didn't, I'm going to tell you I do see two guardian angels that surround you at the present time. And so you know you're not alone. And I think that's important to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very important to me to know that there's my angels around me helping me.
Yeah, and they really are. They're there. And by the way, are you on a cell phone?
I'm on Google Talk thing.
Because we're getting a little bit of feedback every now and then. I'm sure you can hear it. It's okay. It's not a problem. I just thought if you were too close to your computer, maybe you could back away, but I don't think that'll help in this situation. I think it might make it worse. What I will tell you is that your guardian angels are there, and you're very deserving of their help and attention. And so don't feel like they're going to abandon you or not be there. They're your divine helpers, and they're there to help you, and they're going to continue to help you. So I don't want you to be worried about that, and I want you to always know with confidence that they're there to support you. And then in addition to that, I want you to know that your truth and integrity that you display all the time and have always displayed is very authentic in you. And you always have the highest intentions, not only for yourself, but for others. And that is just such a strong feeling around you. And I just want you to know that the angels recognize it too, because they're the ones that's showing me this. Okay? And you do have very high intentions, not only for yourself, but for everyone else. You only want people to reach their highest good. And it means you don't think about your own self. You're always thinking about others. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing is that I see that you do like to express yourself. You're okay with expressing emotion to others. You do hold some of it in, though, because you don't always like that to come out. I do see that you hold some of that in. But I will tell you that that you need to let that out a little bit, because sometimes I see you have a lot of love for others, but sometimes you're afraid to let it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yes.
Okay. Now talk to me. I know this is going longer than anyone anticipated, but I'm getting so much information from the angels that I have to ask you this. To you, talk to me about a love relationship that you... Are you involved in a relationship right now? I'm sensing that. Are you?
No, not right
no.
now. The last
no.
person I dated was a couple months ago.
Okay, but this is what I'm going to tell you. I see a rekindled love relationship coming into play. So I see a rekindled love relationship. So I see that something that you had before that maybe didn't go well, but not because they weren't a good person, but just because it wasn't right for the time. I see a rekindled love relationship coming back into your life, and that will be part of your current relationship. Okay?
Is that before the new year comes around? Do you know when?
I'm looking. I don't know when that's going to be. I'm absolutely not sure of when that's going to be. Did I give you a time frame last time we spoke?
No, I don't think so.
No, I wish I had, because sometimes if I've already answered a question for somebody, a lot of times they won't go back and duplicate it. But they're not giving me an answer on when that's going to be. I'm just not getting a response on that. So just know that it is coming, and it will be coming your way. And I think that's kind of important, just to know that it's coming, you know?
Okay, and about, like, finding being happy and satisfied in a job, do you have a time frame about that?
Yes, I know that you're going to find a job, and I know you're going to find a job between now and the end of the year. You're going to be very happily employed, but you can't give up, and you can't reach the point where you feel like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm going to give up. This isn't for me because I've tried, and I keep getting closed doors and dead ends. That's the time to continue to push forward. I want you to know this. You're going to get so many no's before you get a yes. And if you stop and think, oh, I'm not successful because I'm getting all these no's, then all you've done is you've beat down all the no's, and maybe the very next one's going to be a yes. Do not settle. Do not give up. Do not, whatever you do, stop moving forward, because that's when you will truly have failed. I'm telling you, you will find a job in what you're looking for before the end of the year if you put 100% of your effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. I'll continue trying.
Okay, very good. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and I'm sorry that was a little bit long, but I was getting a lot of information, so I wanted to give it to you, okay?
Thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Listen, God bless you. You have a wonderful night, okay?
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweet girl, huh?
Yeah, she does sound sweet.
Very, very nice girl. And I remember her because of her name. And it's just, I don't know why. I think, I don't know. I can't explain it. You know, is there some people you talk to and you just get a really extra strong connection to? And the angel just kept giving me and giving me
me
information.
And I'm sure she totally appreciated it.
And I'm thrilled for her because, yeah, that was really good. So I'll tell you what we're going to do for a minute here. In honor of The Help, was this the movie we saw, was this wonderful song that they played by Chubby Checkers. Let's twist again.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again.
Chubby Checkers and Let's Twist Again. That was a good one.
I won a twist contest once when I was younger.
Did
you
really?
That? Yes.
Get out. You never told me.
Yeah.
Where? How old were you?
I was 23, maybe.
Oh, so it was like last year.
It was last year.
Let's go with that. Really? You really did?
I did.
Was that here in Florida? It had to be.
When I was 23?
Yeah, you were here in Florida.
No.
No?
Oh, was I?
Yeah, I was. So
maybe
you
no,
were.
Then I wasn't 23. I was younger than that.
It was in Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
I was
had
at a
younger.
Wedding, and they had a twist contest, and
really?
We won.
Really? That's cool. Congratulations. That's pretty cool. I think that would be a neat thing to do. I've never won. I can do the twist, though.
Well, and this, you know, how do you win a twist contest?
Well,
who can
apparently
be
you
more
were
twisty
good.
Than the other person?
I'm a pretzel. No, I think that's really cool. I think it's fun. I love to dance. I'm a terrible dancer, but I love to dance.
I love to dance, too.
I dance at home when no one's around.
Well,
you know?
Me too, because my daughter has informed me that I am the worst dancer ever.
Well,
she said, you dance like those people. And I said, yeah, because
yes,
that's my time period.
That's the age, and
that's
we dance
right.
that way. And I know my daughter says the same thing. You dance like an old person. And I'm like, I am an old person. That's why.
Because, you know, during the time that, you know, we used to go to clubs and stuff. That's what the kind of dancing they did.
You know, and it's so funny because, I used to go dancing every single Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, sure.
Every single, you
but
know.
It was disco back then,
I
remember?
I know, and boy, did we know the steps.
I knew how to do the hustle. I did a
I
mean
know.
Hustle.
You know, I remember meeting this guy at one of the clubs with Maureen Rich. Remember Maureen
mm-hmm.
Rich? I was out with her one night. She came out the bedroom window because she didn't want, well, her husband to know. That's a long story. God bless her. She's still married to him, I think. And she's such a cool person. But anyway, we met with a bunch of friends up there, and we were dancing, and I met this guy who was a disco instructor, dance instructor, and he made every person he danced with look like, I mean, a professional Dancing with the Stars
person.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, and so I was, like, so excited to dance with him. And it was like, my friends were like, oh, my God, you look like you knew what you were doing. And I was like, I felt like he guided you.
Because somebody that really knows what they're doing, you
yeah.
know, they can really
and
guide you.
He was so comforting. And it's so odd because I was, like, what, 20 at the time or something. But I remember, or 19 or 18, I don't know, I was really young. But
you go to the clubs when you're 18?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, because, you know, my mother, she was very cool, my parents, because they knew I never did anything wrong. I never did anything wrong. Ever, 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 I never did anything wrong. Ever.
And we all believe that.
Okay. And on that note, it's time to play, as we know, rock, paper, scissors, to see who's going to go down to the big old rusty mailbox and open up the...
And I think it is Jessica's time to
okay.
win.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. One, two, three, go.
Oh,
she wins. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go down to the crypt of the mailbox that we have here and open it up. I'll be right back. This is show 3,278, and we still laugh
at that.
It still
makes you laugh.
It still does. I love it. Okay, so here's a stack of emails. Go ahead and pick anyone you want.
Okay.
And I'll pick that one and go ahead.
This one is from Miss Julianne. She mm-hmm. says, Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, please enter me into the weekly drawing for a reading. I really can't afford to even call in for a reading right now, and I could really use some advice. Many blessings, Miss Julianne.
Oh, that was
aww.
Sweet. Well, you would definitely be entered into this week's drawing, and I will put good luck on it as we enter it in here. Put that in the big vat o email, and I will tell you that Julianne, you know, I know things are kind of hard right now, but I also see that you. I mean, I here, give me that email. I want to hold it a minute. Okay, you know what? I can tell that you had a lot of love in your life. You had a family that really loved you. You were very, very close. That's the word. I'm losing my voice here. You were very, very close to your family, and they were. You came from a very caring family, and so you know what? Be grateful for all the love and the things that you did have and that you will continue to have in your life. I know things are rough right now, but it's going to turn around. And you know what? All the money in the world can't give you what you had growing up, because a close family like that, all the money in the world can't buy. So you're rich in the ways that really count. Okay. All right.
There
very
you go.
Good. That made me choke up just a
Aww.
Bit. I know, because, I mean, there's a lot of love in that family. Okay, here we go. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica. You're Jessica.
I am.
Yeah, you are. Okay, I heard you talk last week about John Edward. I don't know.
I think we've had too much coffee tonight.
I'm going to tell everybody, we did like double espresso shots tonight, didn't we?
Well, because I told you when I got here that I was so tired.
I had
a really busy day at work. And you know, my boss told me to complain about him tonight, and I haven't done that yet.
That means he's going to listen. Okay, wait a second before I read this email. I want to complain about Jessica's boss. And let me tell you why I want to complain about her boss. Number one, this is the number one reason. Her boss had roaches in the coffee today. Now, I want to be very clear on this. She opened up the coffee, and there was roaches in the coffee, okay, at her office. Not only that.
One giant roach, actually, laying on its back, looking at me, going, "Don't put me
what
in
are
your
you
coffee
later." Want to catch a movie?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh, is that movie Ben still out? No.
It was a rat.
I know, that's why it kind of like the rodent bug thing. I was kind of going for a theme, but let's go a little further, shall we? Let's. I think we can. Oh yes, and here we go. Are you ready?
Uh oh.
What had to be purchased today for that wonderful, wonderful place that you're employed at?
Yeah, some mouse traps.
Mouse traps, yes, that's
yes,
exactly
we have
right.
an infestation, let's just put it that way.
Okay, so folks, okay, I want y'all to understand something. You think you have it bad, okay? This girl works not even at a double wide, it's a single wide. There was a roach in her coffee. She never got her morning coffee today, okay, all right? But worse. They had to go out and buy mouse traps that were the size of, I don't know, so it might not just be mice.
And we
okay?
put peanut butter on them.
And you put peanut butter on them, which was probably all she got to eat for lunch
today. Yeah, this is an office. Unfortunately, it's just located in a bad spot. And
so, you know, y'all think you have it bad? Let me tell you.
Do you have roaches?
Know?
Do you have mice?
Mice?
No.
Right. Did you get your morning coffee? So I'm just going to say.
Can
you
imagine? Oh, and this is early in the morning. I open. It's beautiful Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I open the bag, and there's this giant roach just looking at me.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, okay, but okay. I'm going to say.
And
this.
We do live in Florida, and yes, it is a problem down
was
here
it a
everywhere.
Was palmetto or a roach?
This was a palmetto. This was not a roach.
Okay.
It was giant.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys something, and I have a very clean house, but we get palmetto bugs here once
well,
in a while.
Well, and that it's just Florida.
We've got a lot of palm trees around our property.
Right.
So they freak me out. I mean, you know how like certain things like freak other people? Okay, but these things like totally freak me out. And the other night, we'd gotten done watching the news, and my husband was going to sleep, and I was, like, wide awake. And I didn't want to leave the TV on because I didn't want to be rude. So I kind of crept downstairs to watch my secret shows, which is all my reality TV, like Storage Wars. And
the things you're addicted to.
I love the Storage Wars and Ice Road Truckers and the Housewives.
I don't
New
watch
Jersey.
Any of
it's a guilty pleasure. Okay, so, you know, even... Okay, I always claim I can't sleep, but I would, like, set my alarm to come down and watch. Okay, all right, so anyway. So I come down, and I turn on the light. And a palm, like a normal roach, like, and I'm not
offending
anybody.
Yeah, these are like roaches on steroids.
Yeah, no, these are like huge beetles is really what they are. They're like 2 inches long.
Oh, they're huge,
Sometimes 3 inches long, okay? They're huge, horrible, gross. And I hear they go back to, like, dinosaur age, okay? So they just totally freak me out, and they also have wings, okay, and they can fly. So this is not like an – they live in the palmetto plants and the shrubberies and the palm trees.
And they love to
trunk.
Get in the house.
They want to get in the house really bad, so they like to try and get in, squeezing around a door frame. Or, you know, if you don't see them when you're walking, they'll fall on you when you carry them in.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, so now I come down, and I flick on the light in my living room, and, okay – My husband says it's not possible, but now he finally has agreed with me. I can hear them. They'll come up through the drains, by the way. I can hear one when it's walking, okay? Now, I told you I have, like, supersonic hearing.
You do, because
I do.
They have little teeny tiny feet.
I'm telling you, your doctor said he's never seen anybody with such good hearing. I still think I cheated on the test without realizing it, using some abilities.
Ah.
I know. I felt really bad about that. But anyway, so I turn on the light, and then I can hear. And I knew. I just knew. I knew. I knew. And I look up. And it was casting a freaking shadow. It was so big, okay? And I'm thinking, now what do? I can't start screaming, which would be my normal thing, you know, scream until my husband comes and kills it. So I didn't want to wake everybody up. So now I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, if I run inside and get a shoe, you know, I don't want to leave a big black mark on the ceiling.
Right.
But then I'm thinking, you know, if I leave and I come back and I can't find it, there'll be no sleep for me that
bug
night
spray?
Because it would come and attack me. So I, you know, I'm like back and forth, and then I run to the kitchen, go get the rake, right, and then get a shoe from the laundry room. Now, I just grabbed a shoe. I didn't look. You know what I ended up picking?
What?
One of my kids used to have those shoes with the wheels in the bottom.
Oh, no, what do they call them?
Yeah, is that what they called
them? Oh, Heelys.
Heelys, that's it, yeah. So I got this shoe with the stupid thing on the bottom, so it's not going to go flat. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't want also to spray right on my ceiling because that stuff will leave a stain.
Yeah, that'll stain.
So now I'm thinking, now what am I going to do? And this thing is like walking around. It like comes closer. So I reach into the end table. I don't know about y'all. I always have like stuff in my end table. It's like little books. You know, we do these donations. We get all these little religious books. So like I grab out a stack of them, and I start flinging them. Like little saucers, you know, and I'm tossing them. And I missed it about 5 times, but boy, on that 6th time, I hit that sucker and it fell down to the ground. And then I lunged at it with the shoe. The problem was that the shoe didn't really go flat, so he just walked right out from under the shoe. And it was like he stood there and goes, right, you think you're going to... So then I grabbed the raid off the hassock, and I was like, shh, and I sprayed him. And he runs behind the entertainment center.
Oh, no.
And then I go to it, and I start spraying and spraying and spraying. And I'm thinking, I got him. And I go to walk away, and that little sucker was running out the other side. Because they are from dinosaur age. I'm not kidding.
They said they will survive a nuclear holocaust.
They will, because they're horrible, horrible, horrible critters. So they have, like, World War II helmets on their back to protect them. I'm telling
you.
They're little suckers. So, and I said suckers. Okay, so then I went around the other side, and I sprayed that thing, and then he goes around the back of the entertainment sister and comes out the other side. Now, he was moving slower at this time, but then so was I, because I have a real fear of these things.
Yeah.
And, okay, long story short, he got away.
The story was long. It wasn't short.
I know. He got away. He got away, and so the next morning, I made my husband take the couches out.
After all that.
Yes, we had to turn all the cat, and there he was on his back, looking up at me.
After all that spray.
Well, I'm surprised.
It eventually gets to them.
Well, it took all night, apparently.
Those giant roach motels work really well.
They're meant
for palmettos.
But I mean, is that what they're
There's
meant?
There's big ones, big giant ones.
Yeah,
that
because
you can get.
I need to do. I mean, they come. I know they're coming in the front door somewhere. Somehow, we can't find where they're coming in, but they do.
But you know, roaches can flatten themselves like a piece of paper.
Please, you're freaking me out. They come up through the drain.
They came up
through the master bedroom drain. So now I'm making my husband put water in our sinks in the bathroom.
I put a candle over the drain.
Dude, you say, okay,
night.
People, you don't. You think living in Florida has its great points because we're living in, you know, it's
subtropical.
Welcome and all this.
Welcome to ginormo bug land.
It's ginormal bug. It's just absolutely awful. But, okay, you know what? We're not going to read another email because I bored everybody with my bug story.
No.
So we are going to go ahead and, here, put this one into the VAT-O email. Okay. And I'm sorry, everybody. I just want
Everybody's going, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Roaches.
Plug the drain. I agree. I have to plug the drain.
No, I like to put a candle over it. I don't know, which is weird. I guess that's kind of odd, isn't it?
Well, because you do the same thing. You have to plug the drain, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. It's crazy. And I'm telling you, my house is pretty spotless. And
oh,
so
yeah.
Is yours. I mean, it's not like we're, you know.
No, these don't come from dirt and filth. I mean, people think of roaches, but these are not roaches. These are palmettos that they just fly in from the outside.
Yeah, and they fly. They fly.
I know.
Okay, we're going to go in and we are going to pick out the winning email
for
the free 30-minute reading.
Do, do, do.
Okay, shake it up really good. Shake it up. Okay, okay. And now I'm reaching in, and I am picking one out. Okay, here we go. Okay, and the winner is Brady B. Brady B, and he is from Washington, the state of Washington. So congratulations, Brady. You'll be
Yay,
getting an email from me in the morning. I know. I had to overcome my whole bug thing just now to be able to do that. Okay. All righty. Well, you know what? We could play a song, but let's not. Let's go ahead and take another caller, okay? I'm sorry I went about the bug thing so long. I couldn't help it. It was just, okay. I'm over it now. Hi, Crystal. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Take my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Did I bore you with my bug story?
No, not at all.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, good. You're the Poconos?
About an hour or so from Poconos, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Do they still have the Mount Airy Lodge?
I'm not that close, but that does sound familiar. Like in the wintertime, they always have the advertisements on TV.
Yes, that's what up until about 10 years ago, I had the number memorized from the time I was like 15 years old. Not that I went there when I was 15 years old.
I hope
but
not.
The commercial was on TV all the time, so I had to ask, how can I help you today?
I wanted to see what you saw as far as relationship for me. I do have a 10-year-old son. And his dad and I were together for a long time. However, he just recently decided to move out of state.
Mm-hmm.
But he does owe me a lot of child support. And I did do my end as far as contacting the courts and things like that. And he was in contempt. So I wanted to see what you saw as far as that's moving its way over. And also my current relationship. I've been seeing somebody for quite some time. And I wanted to see where you saw that going.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to tell you is that for the ex, I kind of see that he's going to end up spending some time in jail. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
Okay.
For the child support? Or?
Yes. And so the question comes to you is, are you planning on pursuing that? Because if you do pursue it, I think that will be the next step for him, because I'm getting a definite validation of that. And I'm telling you that even though he tells you he doesn't have the ability to pay, he did have the ability to pay. He just chose not to. You know that, correct?
I am waiting right now on an appointment that he's saying I'm going to be getting. I don't know that I believe that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm going to tell you, I don't think the amount that's supposed to come is going to come. So you're going to have to make a decision there. And as you know, the angels will never affect your free will, so they can't tell you what to do in this situation. But what I can tell you is that the relationship that you do have, the one that you currently have, it's a good relationship. And there are times that you question his commitment level. Is that true?
Yeah, especially lately. Things have been, like, real strained.
Mm-hmm. I see that, but I guess I think what I feel and what I'm being shown is that you've been putting a lot of pressure on him. Is that true?
Maybe, because he does have an ex also in his life.
Okay. You're not doing the Kate Gosselin thing, are you?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I don't even have in me for any kind of drama anymore in my life.
Okay. I'm actually teasing about that, you know that. But I'm going to tell you that he's been feeling a lot of pressure. But the thing that I'm getting is that he's been very solid for you, hasn't he?
I wouldn't say solid. He's actually very hot and cold. He's a Virgo.
Mm-hmm. But as far as with the relationship, did you really question where he stood with you? Because you've
yes.
questioned him.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I do in a lot of ways. Only because he does have, like I said, his one ex always comes back into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like I just don't. I mean, I know that she's very manipulative, so I know that it doesn't with her. And I don't listen to her. But I
right.
just don't understand. Like, he doesn't communicate very well with me.
But I guess the question that I have is that he has been, I mean, it seems odd, but maybe he doesn't communicate well with you, but I'm just keep being shown that his actions basically have been telling you how he feels all along, even though he's not communicating it. But you, okay, now I'm going to say this, and don't get mad at me. Do you need constant validation from him sometimes because of everything that you've gone through?
Maybe not consciously thinking, but yeah, that's definitely probably it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of what I'm seeing. Like it's kind of like, you know, you're always kind of looking for that validation, that confirming that things are okay, that he's still in with both feet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just what it seems like to me. That's what I'm seeing and what I'm sensing. So what I'll say to you, and I always say these shows always have a theme, and I don't know how long you've been holding tonight, but one of the things we always say is actions speak louder than words. You know what I'm saying? And so just give that some thought, okay? Just give that some thought. I think that maybe he doesn't always communicate it as well, but I think sometimes, do you have a tendency to let things go around and around in your head? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but so does he. So we're not, like, fully committed.
I know,
like,
because...
But I just don't know that... I don't know. Like, I mean, it keeps going. That's what it feels like. It keeps going, like, round and round.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you two things. He definitely is in love with you, number one. And number two, are you free to be able to have a complete... committed relationship with him right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I would say to you that for your purposes, it's time for him to, and yes, I'm going to say this, everybody, poop or get off the pot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about it. I would like to have him here, like maybe like move in with my son and I, like, and try the whole thing, like, because it's been a while. We've talked about it, but it just seems... to go stale.
Right. Well, I think that it needs to keep moving forward or it starts moving backwards, and that's the problem. But mm-hmm. I do see that the feelings is there on both sides. So I would say it's time to move forward, okay?
And as far as with my ex, do you see him trying to eventually have a relationship with my son or our son and come, like, get his things, to get his life together?
I would like to say that I believe that that is what's going to happen, but I'm not really so sure that is what's going to happen. I'll be honest with you. I sense that your ex has a tendency to be a little bit selfish. Does this sound like him?
Yeah. I believe he's also dealing with some sort of bipolarness. He's never been medicated for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sensing a sense of he's very, it's all about him, and it's always his problems and his needs and what he has to do for him. And I don't think that it's that he doesn't want to have a relationship, but I think what the situation is he's not really sure how to have a relationship with your son, even though it's his son too. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But it's almost like he's not quite sure how to do that. And he knows that there are some times that he has some issues, and he really doesn't necessarily think that your son should be exposed to that either.
Okay. Now, with our relationship, it seems like the only way he'll be a father is, like, if we're together. Now, I've been through... war with him. I never really want to ever be with him again. But it seems
okay.
as though that's the only time he wants to be a father. Is that going to be the scenario?
You mean when you're at war with him is the only time he wants to be a dad?
No, if I would take him back.
Mm-hmm. So who is that really serving? It's him. It's selfish.
Yeah,
wouldn't you agree? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's
right,
what
yeah.
I just said. He's a very it's all about him. And you know, as much as you want to have a relationship for your son with his dad, do you really necessarily want to bring somebody into the relationship that is only there because basically you have to prostitute yourself for that to happen? Because that's not what
yeah.
you want to do, right?
Not at all. Actually,
okay.
I can't like anything about him, his characteristics, his personality, and what he's became. I'm hurt by what he's doing, I guess.
Of course you are. Because it's like, how do you, it's like almost blackmailing, you know, and that's pretty despicable. So I can tell you that I truly, truly, truly think that you need to not worry about a relationship with him and your son, because obviously he's currently not interested in one. So the very best thing that you can do at this point is just to move forward. And you need to lay the law down to the other man, too, and he needs to do number two or get off the pot and then pull back and let him make a decision, because this is going to go round and round forever if you don't.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Crystal. Thank you for calling in, and thank you so much for holding as long as you did, okay?
Not a problem. Thanks.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, she was really sweet, and that's a difficult situation, but any guy who gives you an ultimatum of, if I come back, I'll pay attention to my child.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
He not
that.
Only doesn't need to come back, he doesn't need to be part of that child's life
right.
with that kind of attitude, because the child will feed off that. They'll feel that. Okay, Tiffany 82. I am trying like heck to read your email here, your chat room message. I would like to know of a new committed relationship. Let's see if I can get this right. I would like to know...
She's currently single and would like to know when she could possibly get married.
Okay, great. Okay. Let's take a look here. Let's take a look. Now, see, I'm seeing something kind of odd here, because you're single, but yet I'm seeing something coming up in March and April, so I'm a little confused by that. Are you single but dating somebody, Tiffany, if you could respond? Are you single but dating somebody? Okay, and then the next question is, was there a relationship that didn't go as well as you would have liked to, but would consider rekindling? Okay. Because I see something coming up in March, April, in a committed relationship. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean marriage. It could be just a commitment to get married. But I see that coming up in March, April of 2012. So that's why I'm saying this, because that's really soon, and it would be highly unlikely that you'd meet somebody that you would suddenly just say, okay, let's get married right away, although it has happened and there's nothing wrong with that. But I believe that there might be somebody that's going to come back into the picture that was formerly in the picture, and for whatever reason, you know, it didn't work out because the timing wasn't right. And once again, I say this a lot because it seems like our shows always take that common theme, and it did again tonight on several different situations. I call that divine guidance. I think people are divinely guided to ask these questions and to come to the show at a certain time, because a theme is going to be fulfilled, and it has been again tonight. So, yeah, I believe it is with an old flame. And, Tiffany, I believe that, like I said, March, April of 2012 is when I see that love commitment happening, whether by marriage and or by just the commitment of it, where you both kind of make the commitment that that's what your goal is and that's what you're going to do, and you start working towards it. And thank you for typing that in, and Susie for making it in big, bright letters as well earlier. We just had a lot of calls tonight. We were trying to get to everybody, so it made it a little hard. Now, I want to go back to the person who called in before, with a guy who would only see his son when, this is for you. This is Dana Carvey. This is for you.
Could it be Dana?
Okay, now I'm just kidding, but I have to play that because what kind of guy would only agree to see his son if his wife would go back with him? That's just blackmail, and that's holding you emotionally hostage as the ex-wife, and that's just so wrong. And even though I know we moved past it, I had to go back to it, and I had to mention it because nobody wants to be held hostage for their son's dad to pay attention to him.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You can have another man be a wonderful stepdad to that boy who will raise him like his own and who will love him, not because he's getting something out of it, because he truly loves that boy. And that's the kind of man you need to be with, okay? And yes, Daniel Rivers in the chat room, I do the church lady dance. And I bet you when we close the show tonight, I will be doing the church lady dance. So how about that? Never expected that, huh? Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we've only got a few minutes left, so I want everyone to know next week we're going to be talking about Sylvia Brown because we didn't have an opportunity to talk about that tonight because we had so many callers calling in. And we also are going to be doing our show again on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Christian Psychic. See, I have trouble.
It doesn't flow.
It doesn't flow. Christian Psychic Cafe, it'll be next Wednesday night. We want everyone to call in. We love the calls. We love the questions. We love suggestions. So please don't stop calling in. And now I'm going to play a little thing as we go out of two of my very favorite people since I did my little Dana Carvey thing. This is something that Jessica and I have joked about many years. When things don't go right in our lives, we say we're going to be living in a van down by the river. So this is a little Dana Carvey and Chris Farley, who's no longer with us, God bless him, doing a little thing from Saturday Night Live.
Now, as your father told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Before I begin, I ought to tell you a little about myself, so you'll know where I'm coming from. First off, I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
We love that,
that
don't we?
That is my favorite, and that is my saying. I say that all the time.
I know, you do all the time, so I have to do that. I found that the other day, and I said, I've got to include this on the show. Everybody, listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Everybody in the chat room, we love you. Thank you so much for your comments, and Susie Q for being there each and every Wednesday night and devoting
thanks,
your
Susie.
Time to this. Thanks so much, everybody. We hope you all listen to us again next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. at the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you.